Hey, this is Yule, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Okay, I think we are, in fact, on air. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Post-Adolescence Glow. I'm Kim, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Yeah, we're back. This is the second to last PAG for I don't know how long. We have a lot of graduates in the room today, and we have a lot of returning musicians and videographers. I almost said filmographers. So very excited today. Maryanthi, do you want to introduce your band and what you'll be playing today?
Hello, everybody. Hello, Kim. My name is Maryanthi Lubia. I'm an artist from Athens, Greece. I'm graduating in 3 weeks from Berklee College of Music. And I'm here with four very special people. I'm here with my original string trio, Sandy Saravanan on the violin, Dimitris Antonakakis on the viola, and a new addition, Sami Wetstein on the cello. And we have David Terega on video right here. He can't hear us, but he's got it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's just get into it.
Thank you.
Hi, sorry, I'm back. That was beautiful. Are you playing your... So, you're performing your EP.
Yes.
New EP that I have listened to many times. Front to back, start to finish, in order.
That's the plan.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
When exactly did your EP come out?
It came out exactly on March 27. Okay. And it's actually been the work of probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are songs I wrote a couple years ago in Greece, most of them. And when I came here in Boston 3 years ago, because I'm graduating now, and I met Dimitris and Sandia, we started playing from our first semester, and we arranged them together, pretty much. We also added an extra section that we wrote together of the last song, and that's kind of how they became what they are.
That's beautiful. Did we turn off the air conditioner in there? Did that happen? No? Maybe, if you can, turn it off.
I think it was the camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
But turn it off, please. If you just press it on.
Okay.
Just for, unless we want, like, you know, some fun air conditioner in the background. That was just a side note.
I think it's closed. Yeah.
Big congrats on this EP. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
And I'm so excited to be hearing it live here. So let's keep going.
Cool. This song is called Ghost Town.
Φύγια από νωρίς στο μέρος που νοσταλγούσα. Δεν θα είχε μείνει κανείς να ξεφυλίσω σελίδες στο χώμα σκόρπια χαρτιά. Λες και τα αφήσαν για μένα πρώτη τρέξουν μακριά. Σε πόλη φαντασμό ταξιδεύω. Μια νύχτα να σε βρω, μια νύχτα να σε βρω. Σκιές και πνεύματα προσπερνά. Θεού δωροδοκώ, μια νύχτα να σε βρω.
Μια νύχτα να σε
That was beautiful. I kind of want to just have you guys keep playing through and then at the end talk a little bit more. Do you feel good? Okay, let's just keep going then.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I have nothing else to say so far other than beautiful. How many songs are in all in the EP? Five?
Yeah.
Five. See? I'm such a big fan. I just know. let's keep going.
Τους θα δώσω όλα τι έχει μείνει για μένα. Έχει εικόνα παλιώσει και κανείς δεν κοιτά τη ρεύμα. Αν σκοτάδι είναι η αγνιά, τότε κλείνω τα μάτια. Να πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά. Πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά. Εγώ περίμενα πως αν μεγάλωνα θα διάβαζα κι εγώ μεγάλα. Ήταν οι λέξεις τους γνωστές, τα λόγια φιλικά προσκύμενα. Μόνος μου μέταξε έναν κόσμο, έκατσα τυφλά περίμενα. Τα επικείμενα και κάποιοι μου έδωσαν το προσωπείο του Θεού στο χέρι μου τα κούπησαν. Κι εγώ σαν τον νιώσα βαρύ με δύναμες φλέπω το κράτησα. Εκ των υστέρων βλέπω πως εκείνη τη στιγμή την πάτησα. Δες που κατάτησαν και το όνομά που μου δώσαν δυο ξένοι, τώρα άλλοι ξένοι λες και ήταν άτρωτο στη λύθη φώναζαν. Το προσωπείο του Θεού και κάθε τους επιδοκιμασία έτρεφε την άπληστη μου φαντασία σ' όλη εκείνη βελακώνησα. Τώρα θα να ξεμεθύσω, να κοιτάξω πίσω, να δω όλα όσο μου έταζα να παίρνω χρόνο μέσα στη φλόγα που μου πάνω ανάψω. Κι αν ήξερα το σεξ, τώρα θα πρεφόρνω, θα τρέχα με βία τον κόσμο μου να αλλάξω. Και αν τους έδωσα τύχη μείνει για μένα. Πιστέψω πως είμαι κι εγώ κάποιος ξανά. Thank you. να πιστέψω πως είμαι.
It's really fun to hear that song, like, in this context and not, because we recorded this for one of the songs for my capstone, which I'll be presenting on air in 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, guys, listen in. But it's so beautiful to hear it again, like, not the exact recording, because I've just been listening to that constantly. Your voice is just in my head all the time. That was beautiful. One more.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so,
we're good on time.
Oh yeah, we're totally good.
Awesome.
I gotta think of some nice questions to ask afterwards. Okay. So let's hear it.
Μόνοι κάθομαι τα βράδια στην απόλυτη σιωπή. Κλειδωμένα σε συρτάρια, λόγια που δεν σου είχα πει. Είναι βάναυσα την άδεια, ερήνιες των τελών. Ξεχασμένα από την άρια κάποιον άλλον. Σαν κι αυτές πως τυφλά βλέπεις εμένα. Κι όσα ζήσαμε σαν χθες, τότε μόνο θα ξεφύγω απ' τα ξενύχτια τα βελά. Και ο ήλιος πια θα πάψει να με τιμωρεί από τη
There's the full EP.
That is the full EP.
Can you please tell everyone again your name, the name of the EP, and where we can all listen to it?
Mm-hmm. My name is Marianthe Olympia. Americans would pronounce it Marianthe Olympia, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been saying, probably.
No, you're fine. You can find it on your local disc shop, so Spotify, Apple Music, anything really, I guess. I just sent it to DistroKid. I think they sent it everywhere. I trust that they will. The EP is called Η Αυτοκρατορία, Ου Πόλιος Οδήποτε. Actually, Sandhya, do you mind telling us what the EP is called again?
Η Αυτοκρατορία, Ου Πόλιος Οδήποτε.
Bravo, Sandhya. Sandhya is Singaporean, but she speaks Greek. She's an honorary Greek. We see her as such. Which translates to The Empire Where the Sun Never Sets.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who made your album cover?
It's an artist from Greece. His name is Panagiotis Makras.
Beautiful.
So that's his Instagram nickname, I guess. You can find him as Panagiotis Makras.
Okay.
He's an artist in Greece. He studies fine art. And my roommate knew him. And
boom,
we've been working on the covers for, again, almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful cover.
Thank
and
you.
Now that I know in English what the name of the EP is, it makes a lot of sense, obviously. And if anyone is interested, obviously go listen to the EP and then you'll see the album cover, but also the same album art we used for our graphics. You can check it out on Post Adolescence Glow's Instagram too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have some questions. Mm-hmm. When you said that you wrote these songs in Greece, is that correct?
Yes.
When did that happen? How often are you in Greece versus here?
I mean, back then I was only in Greece.
Right, before college.
Yes. I was 21 probably. Now I go back to Greece every winter break and summer break. But then I was living there. I think I had been accepted to Berkeley. And so I just had a year in front of me. And I had severe writer's block. And I, even though I never read in Greek, for some reason, I wrote that fifth song, the last song of the EP. And then it kind of went backwards, and I did five, I did one, I did two, three, and four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the year before you went to Berkeley,
yeah.
when you were admitted
yeah.
and expecting to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now that's such a awesome full circle moment that now you're graduating and you've released this project, and it kind of started like before you even started at Berkeley.
Yeah.
So that's really...
Yeah. I think it's really cool that it's in Greek.
Even oh, totally.
Still, I don't write primarily in Greek.
And yeah.
I think it's really cool that it's my first release. I think it's really cool that it's with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely for me is a full circle moment, and it makes me reflect so much, because this is one of my my last performances before I graduate too. So
when is Berkeley's graduation?
May 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's ours is the 17th. That's pretty early. And when you were writing, I'm assuming you wrote lyrics and then music on guitar?
Yeah.
Or piano or both?
Guitar.
Guitar?
For this project, it's just guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what did you like envision at all that there was going to be this like amazing texture of strings and like all of these cool arrangements, or did you not have that image yet?
So I definitely had never imagined playing with a trio. I never thought I would play with an acoustic string trio. I think strings are awesome, and I've always thought that, but I just never thought about actually like getting myself with these people and having a group of this sort. Typically, I hear some instruments and some phrases. The only place where I can tell you confidently I heard the strings was in the last song again, because I could distinctly hear I could hear those melodies.
Yeah.
Those, I guess, lines that they ended up doing, roughly, because they did so much more than that.
Right.
And then for other songs, I would have phrases like, for this one, when I would sing it, I would be like, and these are such good and fast and beautiful players and composers themselves that they're so able to, they're so quick to adapt to it, and they make these plays all these phrases and like add so much more to them, but they're so fast to get what I need and what I want sound wise and elevate it. Yeah.
So all of these string lines, or at least the ones that you were imagining first, kind of started as like vocal lines or vocal sketches for you,
some of them, and then some were just ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask about the arrangements, because the second to last song is one that we recorded, and then also Long Hair, which is in English.
Mm-hmm.
Been listening to that on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's still has some strings, but totally different instrumentation. And I mean, the strings also had some pedals, and it was like a whole different vibe, but still very dynamic and like evocative of, you know, the song in general.
Mm-hmm.
How did you arrange for those two different contexts?
So what happens is I go into a rehearsal room or a dorm room or a dorm lobby or wherever we can find space with players and friends, and I will show them a song. I will tell them if I have something specific in mind, specific vocal lines that I want them to take, specific solo I want them to take.
Mm-hmm.
Or just other ideas and vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of go jamming our way into an arrangement as a group.
Yeah.
And the thing with these songs is, because I have this string group, but I also have primarily the big band that I lead. And the arrangements, we have two songs that kind of exist in both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily God's Mask, the one you've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And for that one, like, we played it first with a band, then we played it as a trio, and it's so interesting how the different ensembles bring different things, and they both carry to the other execution. And one of my favorite things about playing with these people for 3 years is that they're so deep in the music now,
mm-hmm.
that whenever we play with a different instrumentation, everyone knows what's missing.
Mm.
So I'm saying all this to say that I can play with the Sing Trio, I can play with the big band. The other day I had an acoustic set of just the big band, but on cajon and like...